for so long in the game, you were in it, and you committed, you made substitutions, positive substitutions. They scored three in the last 7 or 8 minutes, which gives a bit of a false reflection on the scoreline, do you think?
I think you're spot on with the observation there. I thought second half, for that first half an hour in the second half, only looked like what was one team in it, to be honest. And no, the difference at the end of the day was between those, you know, they're both boxes at the end of the day. We're disappointed with the first goal. We conceded off a corner. And then, like you said, the substitutions were positive. We had the momentum. But like you said, the last 7 and 8 minutes, those goals weren't really a reflection on the performance. But it puts question marks on players' characters and seeing how they respond from this now. And I'm sure we will.
Yeah, I mean, a disappointment from the first goal, which was a set piece, and he got the run. He wasn't sort of tracked at all. And when you're in the dugout, there's nothing you can do. You clearly know the danger is there, and it was a poor goal to concede.
Yeah, it was. And we've you know, Brody, he's made a career of scoring goals at this level. And we had Liam Daly, who's our best headerer. And like you said, it's an uncontrollable. A manager can't control there. They've got their markers, and Liam's been great for us. So he'll learn from that. He's going to have to, because, like I said, it's an unforgiving league. This and the quality teams have got in their forward line and defensive line in both boxes. Really, that's the difference, and I think that was the difference today.
In terms of the second half, as you say, you have much more of the play. Their keeper had to make one really good save. Mind you, there was a great save by at the other end by Danny, wasn't there? Terrific.
Yeah. You know, we got promotion and we played a certain way, and you know, I think the supporters and everybody enjoyed the way we played, and we've implemented it in this league as well. I've been happy between the both boxes. I've been really happy with the football we've been playing. Like you said, it's just been that. We had a super chance, Ryan Beswick, but he's gone front half of the goal. Maybe if he would have went to the back half, certainly if the keeper saved it, it could have been a tap-in for some, you know, for someone following in. So it's just those little decision-makings. And like you said, you mentioned Liam, first half. It's just that decision-making and concentration in that 18-yard box. But probably that's the difference, you know, in terms of the players at this level who are full-time, the money they're on, compared to our young boys and our part-time players. That's probably showing up now a little bit, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Did fatigue play a part at all towards the end, do you think?
Again, it's...
Because of the professional side of it, as opposed to part-time?
I think, you know, it's... If you look at this, you know, we're in a full-time league now, and we can't be a club, if we want to be established in this league, to be a part-time football club. Certainly, I think this season will be fine, but certainly moving forward, we have to look towards that.
So far, a steady start, and you're still, you know, it's early days, but you're still clear of the bottom four, aren't you? Staying in the league is all important.
That's it. Staying in the league is the be-all and end-all. We really want to stay in that league. And now's the time for the support now. The boys have done great. Good start to the season. We're in a little bit of, you know, obviously we've lost three games now. We've got to turn that around. But you're only going to get that with support from all areas of football club, supporters, staff, players, and working hard, and I'm sure we'll be fine.